Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. 'Cause everybody was Facebook fighting.
Jams with Marco and Krista. We started doing this last week, and now it's official. Facebook fighting is a thing.
Yeah.
We have our producer, Aaron, who peruses Facebook 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Aaron. And you're finding all kinds of infighting going on in Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have ever guessed?
Crazy, man.
Yeah. A lot of crazies out there.
So this time we have two main players. We have Daisy and Dave. But we have some side players. We have Linda, Jane, and Brenda. So we have, and they just have like one comment each. So we're going to need you, Aaron, to be those three ladies.
Okay.
You have a good female voice?
I have a lot of good
And I think you
voice.
Should change your voice for each way. We have Linda, Jane, and Brenda all go in a row.
Okay.
So then you'll just do those lines for
Yeah,
us.
For sure.
And we are happy to tell you that we actually have got Daisy and Dave standing by on the phone, ready to take this to the next level.
Oh, boy.
But first, this is the fight that actually happened, and then we'll get to the callers here in a second. Are you ready? You're going to be Daisy, Krista.
Okay.
I'm going to be Dave. You're going to be Linda, Jane, and Brenda. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go.
I know my girls feel me on this. If a man isn't man enough to stick with you through your chubby phase, then he's no man at all. It's not my fault you were raised as a selfish, shallow jerk. I could have hooked up with you or your coworker, Chris, and never did. Now that you and I are through, I think I'm gonna call him. He's super cute, and he probably won't even get winded after 5 minutes of lovemaking like you always did, loser. Ladies, if your man don't treat you right, dump his ass. Do my girls feel me? Especially my chubby girls.
Mm-hmm, I feel you, girl.
That was
great
Linda.
Great post and true dat girl. Chubby girls unite.
That was Jane.
Oh, you're not chubby, Daisy. Oh, I love you so much.
That was Brenda.
Right.
Here comes Dave. You shouldn't celebrate being overweight, bitch. That's how my mom died. You need to take care of your body. Don't end up like my mom. Don't end up dead. You've gained weight, Daisy, and maybe the person who called you overweight called you that because they care about you. I'm just saying.
I don't even know how to respond to that, Dave, so I'll just ignore it. I'm not celebrating being overweight, and your mom died 15 years ago. Let it go, dude, and get over it.
Let it go.
We are sick of hearing dead mom references all the time. We all have people who die in our life, not just you. P.S. Mind your own damn business.
You just responded to what I said. Good job knowing what ignore means. I'm just going to try to show you that you aren't automatically right all the time. Also, dead mom references, she's not a fucking TV show. She was my loving mother.
Ugh, fine. I won't talk about your mom anymore since you clearly are a little butthurt mama's boy. You are so shallow, Dave. Big girls can be sexy too. I mean, I broke up with my boyfriend because he couldn't appreciate a full-figured woman like me in all her glory. I'm a fucking inspiration to other women, and I'm the embodiment of empowerment. Stop bullying me.
Daisy, you're not empowering others. You're putting others down. You aren't stopping any bullying. You are just trying to become the bully. Pat.
Whatever. You don't have to agree with me, but you also don't have to comment. So I'm blocking you, peckerhead.
All right, there you go. Here's the surprising part. We were able to get Daisy on the phone with us, and she's with us now. Good morning, Daisy.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good. So we saw...
Better than you.
Well, yeah, because you're going through some things, apparently. I wasn't sure. It looks like you broke up with your guy because he was not excited with your quote-unquote chubby face.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, yeah, I'm chubby all the time, so I get it. It sounds like you were upset, and then you had some of your girls chime in, and they were feeling you.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? hearing this again just riled me all up again.
Yeah, because it's happened a couple of days ago. Now, tell me about Dave.
Well, Dave chimes in, like, as if, first of all, I needed his opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're not here to, like, agree and support with me, like, I'm angry right now. I don't need you coming up on my Facebook trying to tell me, you know, that I'm, like, wrong.
Yeah. And now telling Dave to get over his dead mom because it's been 15 years. Is there any, you think about that and, like, maybe I
shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes I say things when I'm angry, you know, and if you're poking and prodding at me, you know, I might say something that you're not going to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she brought.
Hey, listen.
Oh, here we go.
Daisy, I do have to tell you that we got Dave, too, because we two sides to every story. So,
gotta be fair here.
We wanted to be
fair. Yeah, I was going to stay a little while longer, just let her dig herself a little bit deeper. But why would you think you would want to celebrate being fat? Why is it a celebration thing?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. People don't want to be fat. Why is this a celebratory thing? Like, you're throwing a party and you got... I don't understand why. If you're fat, you're fat. But don't talk about how it's you and who you are and your personality. And if you don't... Listen, I liked you before. You got fat. I don't like you anymore.
Oh, my God! Girl, what are you going to say to that?
I mean...
You can't say anything. She wants to be skinny. She just has to celebrate that because she can't change it.
Oh, my God. You're killing me, dude.
Daisy?
I just think he's super shallow. I mean, like,
no.
Obviously.
No, I'm shallow. You're the one talking about how my mom died. Listen, my mom died because she was overweight. It's important to keep her body in shape. You talking about my freaking mom? Like, she died... You know, 400 years ago or something. This is my mom. That's freaking rude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna strangle you over the phone.
Talk about it anymore. You're clearly, like, really sensitive about it. And I hear
your mom's super shallow about women's bodies.
And I'm just saying that I'm an inspiration to women. Like, I'm in the embodiment of empowerment. And
you are reading too many magazines. You're not an inspiration to any group of anybody. You're fat.
Oh my God.
And then there's fat people, and the fat people are trying to get skinny, and the magazines are selling stuff to skinny people with fat people in them, trying to change them back to skinny. You're just hoping you're just one of those people.
Oh my God.
You're reading something. It's not going to happen.
I just am like,
I know I've confused you.
Clearly,
your
feelings are hurt, and you're not seeing.
Wow.
Like, have you looked at any of my pictures? Like, I'm single, I'm gonna have to bat them off of me.
Yeah. Well,
she was super hot, guys.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah. I'm sure she's still hot.
Listen, everyone goes up.
Thank you.
You got me, girl. Yeah. I got you.
No, she's just, you know what? It's like she's mad because I can't appreciate that she's this full figured woman. But she wasn't. So why is she fat now? And why is she making such a big deal about it? She's actually bullying me, pushing her go fat people kind of parade type stuff on me. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Stop laughing.
You don't know my thyroid. You don't know what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I thought we could maybe get you guys on to see eye to eye just by talking, talking about it. But
Civil.
It sounds like it's not going to happen that way.
Is she skinnier since last time I saw her?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No. All right.
This
was a terrible idea. All right, Dave.
No, she doesn't like being bullied because she's usually the she's the one pushing on everybody else.
Yeah.
So, Dave.
Like, because I'm fat.
Dave, do you think women who are chubby are all ugly?
No, the ones that are chubby and like trying to push it on like they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Just like own it. If you're fat, you know, you're getting a little weight. Listen, there's not even really anything wrong with you, but if you truly think of yourself as a skinny person,
yeah,
then do things to change it. Don't get fat. Be complacent with it and then push it on people like you're all of a sudden you're like one of those. Like you're pushing Christianity on people, and you're trying to change churches or something. It doesn't work that way.
So, Dave, are you pretty fit guy, Dave? You in the gym all the time?
I doubt it.
Right?
Who doubts it?
I'm just putting it.
Now, Dave is gonna get
it's ready. Just a lucky guess.
Dave, are you? What is
you couldn't be? Why would I be fat and then worried about dating another fat chick. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm clearly going off the sound of your voice. That's all. I feel a little exasperation in that voice.
I have a fat voice. Yes. All right. We have to stop this before everybody gets in trouble. All right. Listen, sorry.
Now that sounds like something a fat girl would say.
Well, I'm pretty fat, honey. P-H-A-T.
All right.
No, you're not pretty hot and tempting. I've seen your photos. Not there.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. It's a hell to the no hump day. These are stories of times in your life when you're like, oh, hell no. They could be little, stuff that just annoys you. Or they could be big, big things that are going on in your life. But whatever they are, we want to hear from you. We put it out on social media. We got a few good ones back. And, of course, we would love to hear from you. This is from Twitter, from James. I've been messaging girls online for a bit now. They always love me when we're just texting, but they always ghost me after we exchange pictures.
Aw, that's sad.
It's been 4 years in a row now, and I always get ghosted after pictures. And
he's
James,
been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah, you know what that means?
Hell no.
Listen, someone will find that face attractive someday.
Somebody.
Maybe 5 more years from now,
maybe.
But it will happen.
Maybe. We want to hear your stories at 321-0931. Let me tell you one. I did a DJ'd a wedding this weekend in Mineral Point, Wisconsin. And like I always do, sometimes it's just a reception, sometimes it's a ceremony, sometimes it's both. This was both. We were in a little art museum. So it was kind of a small space, but it wasn't too small. It's like 75 people in the fit, you know, the fit there comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing cocktail music, which is like John Mayer, Jack Johnson, very, very just hip music just for people drinking, right? So it's not loud, it's not dance music, but it's just there for background stuff.
Obvious.
So I've got my DJ equipment set up in the corner away from everybody. There's this huge room with a big dance floor in the middle, and then there's tables and chairs. And people are just milling around. Some are sitting at tables. And this older couple decides to come into the area where I'm at. There's only a few people in there. One of them was an older woman. She was like 80-something. She was in a wheelchair. And her elderly husband just sat down. And they sit directly basically in front of the DJ booth. It's about, I would know, 10 feet away.
Right.
And so my music just stays there. And there's a couple of other family members that gather. And so in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, this is going to happen here pretty soon. When is it happening? Sure enough.
This is going to happen.
Elderly man gets up and he comes over to me and he says, hey, excuse me, can you turn the music down just a little bit? Grandma's asking. And
Grandma!
Do you want to know what I wanted to say or do you know what I said?
Well, let's hear what you said.
I said, sure, sir, I can turn the music down.
Because you're a professional.
Yeah. What I wanted to say was...
Hell no. Grandma's asking.
You know, the music was on when you got to the room, is what I wanted to say.
Right.
It's not been changed at all.
Yeah.
You then decided, with 900 square feet to sit in, to sit directly in front of the music where the DJ booth is... And then decide me to turn the music down. What is wrong with you?
I have no idea, but it's a great story.
I don't understand people. Can you turn? It was on the whole time.
Now, did you actually turn down the music?
I dipped it a little bit for a second, and then the next one, and I just brought it back.
That's right, honey. That's right.
So that was my way of saying. I just don't understand people. It's just so funny to me that they would just...
It's
a
little...
Whatever. I don't get it.
Dude, that...
Can you turn it down? Really?
Wait, imprison grandma. Just imprison grandma.
But what I don't understand is why you chose to sit two feet in front of me when there is literally an entire building to sit in.
Come on now.
And by the way, it's not even loud or music that would be perceived as loud. Whatever.
I got you.
What's yours? 321-0931. Health and O'Hump Day. Let's get to Danny this morning. Danny, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Doing well. How are you?
Good. It's a hell to the no hump day. Stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no.
Okay. Well, I got one for you.
All right.
So, I live in a simple area in town. I live with a roommate of mine. He's a good bro of mine from college when we met together in the frat. But so, we're roommates, been living together for a while, and he happens to have a pet, which is no big deal, but it's a ball python.
Oh, gosh.
Which, well, it's okay. It's like, I'm I'm more of a cat or dog kind of person, but and I'm not crazy about reptiles, but I can live with it.
Sure.
But so how does the snake get fed? Well, he has like certain other animals. You got like crickets and little bugs and things. He's got frozen mice that the snake has to feed on, which is like, okay, that's fine. That's none of my business. It's not my pet. But so the thing's got to thaw. It's got to thaw out. So, but I'm getting ready for coffee one day. I'm getting ready for my day to go to work. Go into the kitchen, make I don't even remember what I made, but grab my mug to make my coffee, and as I do it, I set it down, and then I look down into the mug, and guess what's there?
A frozen mouse.
One of the mice. There is a frozen, there is a mouse in my mug.
How did
favorite mug.
Hell no.
How did it get in there? I don't get it.
I then immediately go to ask roommate, and like, what is this? Why is it?
So,
his answer was, oh, well, that's just like the mug. That's the python's favorite mug to have the mouse thaw it out in and fed from.
So he, that's disgusting.
He just decided to pick your mug because it's his favorite.
So you've been drinking dead mouse coffee.
That is so nasty.
Oh my God.
Hell no.
Sorry for that.
You're like, boy, this coffee tastes weird. That's because it's a dead mouse, Danny.
Yeah.
Danny. Did you throw that mug away, or are you just going to let the python have it?
That's the hard thing, because I have sentimental value attached to it. So it's like I can never drink from it again and think that like, the warm, fuzzy thoughts I've had. But, yeah, it's just kind of like,
Yeah.
Well,
it's been tainted.
Yeah,
it has. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
honey, I'm sorry.
That's all right. There's
it's
other mugs.
Fine. you're ridiculous.
Thanks for calling, man.
Oh
we appreciate
God,
it.
That's a horrific
thanks.
Story.
Oh my gosh, that deserves one more of these.
Oh,
here.
Honey.
No.
So I just personally want to put this out here. So I mentioned this already last week that on when I woke up on Mother's Day, I found that someone had broken into my car. In my husband's car and stole a $1,500 computer.
Sure.
Well, lo and behold, now someone has decided to come through our neighborhood and we know who you are to go through and steal our mail. They got caught around 1 in the morning on a security cam on one of the houses on our block. We know who you are, so you better stay away from the Verona area.
Oh my gosh, what is going on in your neighborhood?
Dude, I am coming after you. I have a German Shepherd. I'm going to sick Kaya on all ya. You touch my house again, you're going down.
Hell no.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Don't piss off a ginger.
Yeah.
Okay?
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.